Hi, Brian here. If you have that feeling of inadequacy, I'd like to spend some time with you right now. This has been a sparring partner for many years of my life, and what a beautiful teacher. This is the reminder that in the spectrum of feelings, what is the opposite of feeling inadequate? That shadow emotion is also pointing to that you are valuable beyond measure. And so how can we get back to that feeling of, I am valuable. I do deserve to win. I am skilled. I add value to my workplace, to my community, to my family. I know it can be really frustrating and also disheartening when either you feel that about yourself or when others don't seem to appreciate your efforts. I encourage you to try to remember that communication is everything. It can help create a positive and productive work environment, home-life balance, and also help prevent misunderstandings and conflicts. But as I go into conversations, and if I'm feeling inadequate, some people pick up on that. And often, I try to overcompensate, and that comes off as inauthentic. So, once again, we have our chair of joy, the sit, breathe, think, and feel. And I just want you to perhaps find your favorite chair, past, present, or future, and go there right now. Take a deep breath in and let it go. This time, I want you to take 5 deep breaths and breathe in that self-worth, that self-value. Maybe go to a chair of joy moment when you did execute something very, very well, something that you're proud of. Let's breathe that in for 5, okay? So breathe in through your nose. Let it go. And in. And out. Really fill up. And this one, I want you to sigh it out with a smile. That feeling of proud of yourself for the work that you did and knowing that the best is yet to come. So notice the tingles in your hands and your chest and the feeling good. Remember, that's your birthright. You get to feel good. And anytime that you're creating from this place of feeling good and feeling joy, I promise the ideas will be better. So just remember, it's not always possible to please everyone at work or even yourself. Sometimes our self-critic can be really, really tough. Different people have different needs and different expectations. So it's important to try to be respectful and considerate of other people's needs and concerns and to communicate openly and honestly. Remember, it is okay. In fact, it's healthy to set boundaries and prioritize your own needs and well-being. Know that you get to have your needs met too. And sometimes we need to ask to get, ask to get, right? Most importantly, getting to and staying in this joyful state that you're currently in can certainly impact communication at work in a very positive way. This can make it easier to build strong relationships with our colleagues. It can also make it feel easier to communicate effectively and collaborate with others. So take a few breaths right now and notice how you feel compared to when we started. What shifts do you notice because of the chair of joy experience that you just gave yourself? With continued practice, you will be able to increase your ability to shift out of states of inadequacy and return to a place of greater ease and joy. I hope you carry these feelings throughout the rest of your day. Brian, wishing you a very joyful day and enjoy feeling great.